Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The rigors of following Jesus. Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Luke 9:60. In Luke 9:23, Jesus made it clear that becoming his disciple involves self-denial, taking up your cross every day and following him. He never guaranteed five-star accommodations. Sometimes he asked his followers to oppose social customs and traditions. He expected undivided allegiance. The three men Jesus talked with in Luke 9 all needed to learn that comfort, social acceptance, and even family ties become secondary when Jesus is supreme. Matthew Henry explains, "Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. Our religion teaches us to show piety at home and to honor our parents. But we must not make these excuses from our duty to God. If the nearest and dearest relation we have in the world stands in our way to keep us from Christ, it is necessary that we have a zeal that will make us forget that one. The disciple is called to be a minister, and therefore must not entangle himself with the affairs of this world." 2 Timothy 2:4. And it is a rule that, whenever Christ calls us to any duty, we must not consult with flesh and blood. Galatians 1:15-16. No excuses must be admitted against a present obedience to the call of Christ. Today's New Testament reading is Luke chapter 9, verses 37 through 62.
"The next day, when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met him. A man in the crowd called out, 'Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child.' A spirit seizes him, and he suddenly screams. It throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth. It scarcely ever leaves him and is destroying him. I begged your disciples to drive it out, but they could not." "You unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you and put up with you? Bring your son here." Even while the boy was coming, the demon threw him to the ground in a convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the impure spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the greatness of God. While everyone was marveling at all that Jesus did, he said to his disciples, "Listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men." But they did not understand what this meant. It was hidden from them, so that they did not grasp it, and they were afraid to ask him about it. An argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child and had him stand beside him. Then he said to them, "Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For it is the one who is least among you all who is the greatest." "Master," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he is not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said, "for whoever is not against you is for you." As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then he and his disciples went to another village. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." but he replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
Physical fitness dominates the activities of many today, but spiritual fitness is far more crucial to the life of the Christian. For when Christ calls you to become his disciple, he summons you to a life of labor, not of leisure. Discipleship is likened to the rigors of being a soldier, an athlete, and a hard-working farmer. 2 Timothy 2:3-6. That means being free from distractions, fit for action, and steadfast in your labors. If flabbiness rather than fitness characterizes your Christian life, perhaps you need to exchange a few excuses for some exercise in the service of your Lord.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.